You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Shally Pittman, filling in for Stuart J. Waddles. If you're looking for a contractor after the flood, beware of scammers. The Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection says beware of door-to-door home repairers. Out-of-state crews that come after a storm might not be reliable. DATCAP recommends considering established local contractors. You can protect yourself while you rebuild by verifying permits with municipal officials. Make sure you get a written contract and keep a copy. In fact, keep copies of everything, like receipts and warranties, too. Contractors can't promise to pay part of your deductible. They also can't negotiate with an insurance company on your behalf. They can only discuss damages and costs with your permission. A bipartisan congressional coalition is calling on the Trump administration to move along in the process of unlocking federal disaster aid for Wisconsin. Three members of Wisconsin's congressional delegation have sent a letter to Department of Homeland Security Kristi Noem. It asks for help coming up with a preliminary damage assessment, which is key to unlocking federal aid. In the letter, lawmakers say local and state officials, quote, need FEMA's assistance now, unquote, and urged her to act without delay. Republican Congressman Brian Steil joined Democrats Tammy Baldwin and Gwen Moore in signing the letter. Basketball returns to the Deer District this weekend, and it's not the Bucks. Downtown Milwaukee turns into a giant basketball court this weekend with the Hoop It Up 3-on-3 tournament. Courts go up today, with games running all over tomorrow and Sunday. Players age 8 and older are competing in a series of games from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. You'll have to wait a few more days to celebrate the Brewers' hot streak at George Webb. The chain has set an official date for its Big Burger giveaway. It's next Wednesday from 2 to 6 p.m. But if you can't make that, you can pick up a voucher for a free burger starting today. You can also redeem those in the last week of August. The restaurant chain, which operates on its own time, handed out 168,000 burgers in 1987, 190,000 burgers and vouchers in 2018. George Webb has 23 locations across the Milwaukee area. When WAUK called one yesterday, an employee reported, quote, plenty of calls and plenty of people asking. Ryan Sternod has worked at American Family Field and at County Stadium for 37 years, and he's a longtime Brewer beer vendor. Now he wants to run for governor and is poised to formally announce his campaign next Wednesday. He registered paperwork with the state at the end of June. Other lesser-known candidates have also put their hat into the ring. Along with current Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, there's Zachary Roper of Muskego, seeking the Democratic ticket. Along with businessman Bill Berrien and Washington County Executive Josh Showman, there's Andrew Mansky, seeking the Republican nomination for governor. We're just under a year away from the August 2026 primary. Milwaukee County Transit is rolling out its biggest service update since 2021. The update, which starts on the 28th, affects 40 bus routes and adds 4 new routes. However, some routes will have fewer buses during off-peak hours due to budget cuts. Changes include more frequent buses on popular routes like the 57 and 63 and new stops near the UW-Milwaukee campus. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Shally Pittman.
Jordan Love back at camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers joint practice sessions with the Colts here in Indiana. Quarterback Jordan Love rejoined the team after having surgery on his left hand in Los Angeles Tuesday.
Had a thumb injury, torn ligament in my thumb. We did a surgery to repair it. It's UCL injury. So, yeah, just had a surgery and, on the road to recovery.
Love with a cast that covers his left arm. The Badgers training camp continues in Madison. Have they improved their D-line? Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel.
I feel really good about the front four in terms of depth. I think we can really keep them fresh, which is critical. I mean, it's great to be bigger and stronger and longer and all that stuff, but if you're tired up there, you know, fatigue makes cowards of us all, right? So I'm really excited that we're going to be able to keep them fresh there.
Baseball, the Brewers in Cincinnati tonight to take on the Reds at Great American Ballpark. Milwaukee hoping to tie a franchise record of 13 wins in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I want to date you. Those are the words of Travis Kelce, but he wasn't talking to me. He says that is how he courted girlfriend Taylor Swift. Swift and Kelce discussed their courtship and all its simplicity on her recent appearance on the Kelce Brothers New Heights podcast. Sure, Kelce might have sounded like a Neanderthal, but on their first date, Swift asked what it was like for Kelce lining up and seeing his brother on the other side of the ball in the Super Bowl. Both Kelce's played offense. Sinead O'Connor will be the subject of a new biopic, according to Variety. Nothing Compares to You, named after one of O'Connor's biggest hits, will focus on the younger years and career of the singer-songwriter who at times could be controversial. In 1992, O'Connor famously ripped up a picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live after a performance and said, "Fight the real enemy." O'Connor died in 2023 at the age of 56 of natural causes influenced by obstructive pulmonary disease. How heartbreaking can show business be? Believe it or not, no one knows more than Matt Damon. Despite his crazy success, Damon said in a recent interview that he and acting partner in crime Ben Affleck both were up for roles in Dead Poets Society in the mid-80s. Damon said he and Affleck both got called back for big roles. Not only did neither one of them land a role in the film, Damon said their summer job was at their local cinema, which Dead Poets Society played at all summer. More Matt Damon near-miss news. The Good Will Hunting star says director James Cameron offered him the lead in Avatar and 10% of the profits. Damon said at the time he was shooting The Bourne Ultimatum and knew he would be needed for post-production, so he turned Cameron down, along with probably what amounted to a few hundred million. In a business where getting a break or a little bit of luck is everything, Damon has still managed to eke out a living despite the big whiffs. God does not hate Matt Damon. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south to southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear this evening with a chance of scattered thunderstorms after midnight. Our low 72 tomorrow. A lingering thunderstorm in the morning, then partly cloudy with a high of 88. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.